The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
I'm freaking out.
I'm freaking out.
Freaking out.
I say that a lot.
Freaking out. There's Jennifer Horn and Ken Kesley. He doesn't freak out much. Michael Fortier at the controls in our main studio at our originating network, Radio America. He freaks out once in a while.
Yeah, and it's funny when he does.
It is.
I like it.
Sometimes. Some things that are not funny but that are important going on today. There is a rift, R-I-F-T, a rift between the United States and Israel, which seems to be widening. The White House has been making strong statements about Palestinian civilians dying in the Israeli attacks in Gaza. Prime Minister Netanyahu says the military will dismantle the tunnel network in the Gaza Strip with or without a ceasefire. We all know that Netanyahu has one political agenda, and Mr. Obama has another political agenda, left versus right. But I find it sort of amazing, and I don't want this to sound like there's an oxymoronic thing going on here. So we're criticizing the Israelis, but we're restocking them with ammunition.
Yeah, we're still giving them ammo.
So that's good for business, the usual military-industrial complex stuff that we are so good at doing and so hypocritical. And then the president says that these people, these civilians who are dying, and I think all of the world agrees with that, but it's the way it's set up by Hamas. They're setting it up this way, and it's, again, like child's play. Hello, you don't see this?
And I'm sorry, but Israel, I mean,
I'm not sorry. Don't be sorry. Why are you
they
sorry?
They drop pamphlets. They tell you not to be there.
Right.
They tell you to get the heck out of Dodge. Yeah. I don't really know what else people expect from them. I mean, you're in war times. They're being fired upon. They're giving you a lot
tunnels,
of notice about what they're going after.
The tunnels that the Palestinians are digging have been used to carry out a lot of these attacks inside the country. So this whole thing has been going on since July 8th to stop the rocket fire from the Gaza area into Israel. The operation has been expanded, and so now they're trying to block Hamas coming through these tunnels, and they're being criticized for protecting their own land. I don't quite buy that. What am I missing here? Kenny, am I missing something?
I don't get it either.
Yeah, you're missing it. I think we are, too.
Yeah, Israel gets a rain of rockets all the time.
Yeah.
And any time that they decide that they've had enough and they fight back, it seems to be all this surprise and outrage. How dare you?
Well,
I just can't imagine it. If it happened once
here
in America, if one rocket came here from anywhere, we'd move heaven and earth to wipe out whoever sent it.
Right.
I think the media, this is just an interesting way that the media plays out in all of this, because for Americans anyway, and this is just strictly as an American, I think those images of the school that was hit by Israel, those Israeli rockets, that's what's changed, I think, American opinion, is the images of all these kids with shrapnel in them. Now, what's the reason that the kids were there? Why weren't they evacuated? That's not being debated. It's just those pictures that are burned into everybody's mind that I think are starting to switch popular opinion here in the States.
Yeah. Well, what I find also sort of greasy in all of this is the thinking that the president and his religious affiliation, or where his heart is, and the question that comes to people who have accused him of being a Muslim all along, and whether that's true or it isn't, when the passions get high in circumstances like this, and what appears to be sympathy for the children are one thing. Nobody wants to. It's always about the show. You got to save.
Yeah,
the
you
children.
Don't want to see the images of the kids.
Right, you don't. But the other side of it is that it seems to me anyway, and if I'm wrong, help yourself to 888-302-3684 or email to Doug or Jennifer at Ken at DougStephan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day. Just tell me that I'm wrong with this. The president, even though he has been fighting for his entire presidency that to try to stem the flow of negative feeling, and I don't know why it should be negative. If you're a Muslim, why is that any different than you being a Catholic or, you know, some other sort of
Christian? Oh, people don't really like Catholic presidents that much either.
No. Well, some people don't. There's some people who don't, who are not that bright. And so here's this situation that isn't, it's not even political. It's just about it's frustrating because I'm trying to say something without being offensive.
Go for it. You usually don't let that worry about you. We'll pick it up after you say it.
You know, there are people who take shots at me because I sound like a religionist. I'm the last person. I don't like religion. I think commercial, organized, industrial religion is nonsense. And it creates all of these problems that we're talking about, frankly. But for all of the denial that went on during the accusations that continue still about Mr. Obama having tendencies or leanings toward the Muslim way of life, or thinking that he was sort of akin to it or liked it or whatever. And I'm still stumbling around here for trying to be
careful. Yeah, I have no idea what you want. Just say it. Let's go.
Well, yeah. I think that he does himself in when he gets into this business about...
Right. You think he's adding fuel to the fire for his critics that are saying he's
Muslim.
Right.
Or a Muslim sympathizer.
Right.
And again, what's wrong with being a Muslim sympathizer any different than being a Christian sympathizer or a Jewish sympathizer or whatever? But it's so blatant, it seems to me, the
right.
way,
there
the
people
direction that,
are saying
that
because
they're going.
Because he has religious motivation to ruin the country is what people, his critics,
right.
think of him.
Yes. Why was that so hard for me to say?
I don't know.
I was trying to be too
just
tactful.
Just ask me. See, when you say it, I can clean it up for you a little.
You know what it is? It's this whole business of all these people being suspended. I can't be suspended because I own the program and I own the
you could suspend
rights
yourself.
To it.
That would be kind of cool. Take a vacation.
Day off or something. But the idea of offending people because he's Muslim, or maybe his father was a Muslim, right? His mother, I don't think, was, but I think his father was a Muslim. Do I remember that?
I'm
pretty
sure.
I don't think we really know much about his father.
We don't know much about his background.
But in this circumstance, do you think you know more about him and his sympathies by the way he's handling the Israeli-Palestinian situation and his lack of, I mean, he has much more regard for Netanyahu. As a matter of fact, some people could argue
they
that he has
like
more regard
other.
For Pukin Putin
yeah.
than he does for Netanyahu.
Remember the last time Netanyahu was visiting with Obama, and it was like a weird kind
yeah.
of icy stand-up?
Yeah.
I'll tell you
right.
what. And this comes from a place, you know, I'm not a President Obama fan. I don't care who he prays to at this point.
Yeah.
All I know is that if our relationship...
Well, the bottom line is that everybody's praying to the same vision, actually. That's what's so foolish about all this stuff.
Well, that's okay, but if he ruins or if he strains our relationship with Israel, I would say that's probably the worst thing that he could that would come out of his presidency, because they're our only friend. I mean, we've isolated everybody during this administration, and maybe even the last one. Maybe we can put some blame on Bush. Everybody has been isolated except for Israel. There are only ones left. We used to have Egypt. That's on the rocks. I mean, this would be the consequences of losing Israel's friendship. Not good for us at all.
Speaking of President Bush, going down a different street for a minute here, it looks like son Bush has done a biography of Daddy Bush. Did you see that?
You mean George W.?
George W. has apparently written a book about his father. And
crayons?
About to come.
Sorry, there's that old joke. And I love him. Don't send me your letters.
I don't. I have very little use for him.
He looks like a nice man.
But he is a nice man. Obama's a nice guy. There's nothing wrong. I mean, it's not that they aren't nice guys. It's just that their head is stuck where the sun doesn't shine when it comes to being practical or being inspired or being good leaders. They're terrible. Both of them are awful. How'd they get there? How is it that these people with this, the caliber of the leadership in this country is so stinky? Why is it that we have the quality, instead of the really good, sharp people that are around, why do we have the likes of George W. Bush and Barack Obama being president? Hey, man. All right, so that's that for now.
But what about the book?
Well, I don't have any more information other than it's been leaked that it's being prepared for release. That's all I know. And it's supposed to be a son's look at his father.
I have to say, I have a lot of respect for Daddy Bush.
I do, too. I like Daddy Bush. I've always liked Daddy Bush. I wish he hadn't
gone back. The fact
that
he's jumping out of airplanes at 90 years old,
yeah,
you know, just
cool.
Forget politics. Easy for me to say. Politics aside, you got to respect that.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to, but it's worth some fun sort of conversation.
I wouldn't jump out of a plane at 36.
I wouldn't jump out of a plane at my age either. 888-302-3684, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Ladies and gentlemen, maybe it's impossible for your host to stop the clock. Let's play Beat the Clock. Remember that old show that ought to be revived, actually? That was a great show. Bags and puffiness under your eyes because the clock is ticking and you're not getting enough sleep. Thanks to GenuCell, you can get rid of those bags, the puffiness, the stuff that bothers you, combating the wrinkles and facial lines. It's kind of a cool pursuit, frankly, and a lot of people are doing it. This is a peptide. The breakthrough here, Isorel, came from some stem cell research done by the company that has come up with this product called Chamonix, the company's Chamonix. They have used a double concentration of this peptide in order to get rid of the puffiness and bags under your eyes. GenuCell also adds plant serum to the combination, which reduces inflammation. You want to defy aging? Call 800-543-9262. 800-543-9262. In fact, you'll get instant results when you use GenuCell. Go to bed, put it on, wake up later on in the night or early in the morning. You look, don't get up every hour to see if it's changing. I'm getting up at 1 o'clock to see if if Santa Claus is coming my face.
Yeah, back. That might negate the benefits, right?
Yeah, no, it's not a good idea. Guaranteed to work on your money back. Get rid of the puffiness in the bags. 800-543-9262. Also, you'll get a jar of Esotique, which is a great face collagen builder. It's very cool stuff. 800, that comes free with your order for GenuCell. 800-543-9262.
Performance Bicycle, the nation's largest online cycling retailer, is facing record high inventory, and it must be sold. Now through this Sunday, it's the red tag sale at performancebike.com. Over 1,000 items on sale now. Many prices too low to advertise. Red tag deals on helmets, clothing, parts, accessories, and hundreds of bikes, all priced to sell now. Plus, over 50 doorbusters at 50% off, but only while supplies last. Don't miss Performance Bicycle's red tag sale at performancebike.com.
Gold Bond presents Shaquille O'Neal.
So I'm hanging out with my Gold Bond buddies, and they're like, Shaq, great job with the Gold Bond powder spray. People love it. So I'm soaking in the good vibes, kicking off my shoes. Next thing I know, they're coming out with a new foot powder spray. Boom. Shaq strikes again.
Gold Bond No Mess Powder Spray cools and refreshes your body. And new Gold Bond Foot Powder Spray has 2 times the odor-absorbing powders to do the same for your feet.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Doug Steffens on the Good Day program. Ken Kessler monitoring social media. Jennifer Horn is here with her point of view. She has large points of view.
Two of them.
Is very happy to share them. Pay close attention to her. That's probably a sexist comment. 21 after the hour. Good day.
Hey. Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring, and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
Big at the box office on this date, 1985. Autobiographical story of the Prince in Purple Rain. It didn't do very well, though. $7 million at the box office first weekend.
Well, think about when that was, though. How 1985?
Well, maybe not so bad. Did you see it, Jennifer, Kenny?
I don't think I was allowed to see it, but I think I snuck a few little views of it on...
Why, was it racy?
I think it was racy, especially because...
Very R-rated.
Was it?
Yeah, and I was 7.
Yes. Oh, okay. Oh, can't have you getting involved in that sort of stuff.
Ken liked it. Listen, he's like very racy.
All right, time now for us to pay attention to some of the monologues from the late night shows last night, including Jimmy Fallon, David Letterman, and Seth Meyers.
House Speaker John Boehner said that, in fact, Republicans actually have no plans to impeach the president, which got weird when Obama was like, damn. Almost got out of this thing, yeah. That's a good way out, man. I'm looking forward to vacation. That's right. Boehner said Republicans have no plans to impeach President Obama. They were like, we're too busy figuring out how to impeach Hillary. You know, we got to think ahead.
You know who has a drone? Martha Stewart.
Yes.
Martha Stewart has a drone. And I don't know. Are we comfortable with an ex-con owning a drone? I mean, honest to God. Today she took out Al-Qaeda's decorator.
In a speech today, President Obama criticized Congress for trying to sue him, saying that they need to focus on the economy and should stop just hating all the time. John Boehner responded, maybe we would stop hating if you'd stop fronting. Because front, when you front, you get hated.
That is the congressional motto. I know it's in Latin, so you can't tell, but that's what it is.
You heard the Seth Meyers thing from yesterday we didn't use? I thought that would be pretty good, Michael. See if you can find the one. He's coming along.
Yeah.
I think he's tolerable. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure, as I've said before, that I think Fallon is. As your father and I agreed, Jennifer, when I said it, I think on Monday, they just don't have what the old guys had.
Right.
They don't. They don't come from the same school, in essence.
But spark. But whatever Fallon's doing, it's working. I mean, I tend to agree with you. I miss Jay.
Yeah.
But people are watching him.
Well, they're watching him because there's nothing better. You want to watch David Letterman? All right, here's Seth Meyers from yesterday.
A company in India is releasing the first ever smart shoe. A smart shoe that connects with Google Maps to track your footsteps. Merry Christmas, said your wife. Where were you? Work? Give me your shoe. Plug this into the computer. Work.
Work. They're all over there. Isn't it amazing, though, honestly, when you think about it, how technology has changed? My printer, Meredith and I were just talking about this. I have an HP printer that I've used in this office for years and years, and it's part of my routine because it helps me manage information, and it doesn't work anymore. So in order to install a new one, but what it does, I have become, I don't know if dependent is the right word, but certainly used to working in that arena. And when it stops, it's frustrating. That's part of what technology does. You get addicted to it. Mm-hmm. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Mary Madeline and David Korn. Coming right up, George Takei, one of the stars of Star Trek, is now a social media phenomenon on issues like LGBT and campaign finance. Thoughts?
In a world bombarded by marketing hype, one trusted voice stands out. Consumer Reports. Every year, the experts at Consumer Reports test thousands of products to help you make better choices, and they buy all those products just like you would. Consumer Reports accepts no outside advertising and advocates for pro-consumer legislation to protect you. Join the millions who support Consumer Reports' mission to work for a fair, just, and safe marketplace. Learn more at ConsumerReports.org.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Madeline and Korn. George Takei, a Star Trek star, is now a social media phenomenon having influence on the LGBT debate and on corporate finance reform. Your thoughts about him?
Well, I mean, I think it's great. Now, whoever expected Mr. Sulu to be for campaign finance reform? He's been very active on the LGBT front. He's run for city council in Los Angeles. And more recently, as you noted, he's getting into the campaign finance issue. And he's created a super PAC which is going to spend money to fight spending of other super PACs, but he's asking people to give small donations to his super PAC to fight the millionaires and billionaires that are financing other super PACs. And on the 4th of July, he asked his 7.2 million Facebook fans to donate, and so far he's raised $8 million. Not bad.
There, the notion that money in politics is corrupt. What is corrupt in politics and what he should be working on are two things that would solve his problem. Competitive districts. He should put his money in redistricting reform and regulatory reform. These are, you can see what people are spending on campaigns. You cannot see what they're spending on backroom deals.
I'm your host, Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute with David Korn and Mary
GCN. Proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Find out how to stop Big Brother in his tracks at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Conversationally, I'm not sure we've been through healing, but let's get at it. Especially if you taste bad, time for us to get you to taste good.
Ew.
Some people just taste bad, don't you think?
You've
kissed
people.
No, but you've kissed people that tasted bad, haven't you?
I guess.
Some point in time?
Yeah. I haven't really thought about it.
Did you kiss the guy last night?
Oh, yeah, I did.
Really? And how did he taste?
Pretty good.
Really?
Yeah.
There you go. How's Lisa taste, Kenny? I don't expect him good.
Ew.
Tell me.
Outstanding.
And she smiled, yes.
He's so nice. Look at Ken, you all just love her.
Yeah.
Everybody should take notice of Ken and Lisa. They're so
nothing
cute.
Wrong with that. They are. All right, let's
how does
make,
Meredith taste, Dougie?
Beyond belief.
Like peaches?
And cream. Yes. All right. We have a new item.
Michael, how does your hand taste?
Oh, we have new items of interest. The Good Day Goody Department has been formed.
Oh, yeah, I heard about
for
this.
For many of you who have asked a lot over the years, where can I get Doug Steffen paraphernalia, the Good Day stuff? All right, here's your answer. Go on your internet browser to Cafe Press, one word, mm-hmm. cafepress.com/goodday goodies, all one word, good day goodies. You'll find an assortment of wearing apparel and tote bags and cups and mugs and keychains and lots of other really cool things. Have your credit card ready so you can place your safe and secure order. Most of the items will ship in a day, and there's even a 30-day money-back guarantee. And pretty soon, we'll have the link on the website, DougSteffen.com, and Facebook.com/Twitter. Wait a minute, Facebook.com. Is it on Facebook?
It's on Facebook now, yes.
Okay. So head over to the store now, or you go to Facebook, whatever way it is that will make it easy for you, and you can check back pretty frequently because they're going to add new things. Charlotte goodies are going to be part of the Good Day goodies and goodies from Eastley Farm, cow things. It'll be fun. So help yourself to that.
Ooh, look at you getting a Good Day suede pillow.
Yes. A good day suede pillow.
And a phone cover. That? I actually like the mugs. The mugs are pretty good.
The mugs are good?
Oh, the buttons. Got
buttons. Buttons and bows.
Buttons are pretty good.
Yeah. All right. So cafe.
I like it. Oh, and a dog shirt.
Uh-huh.
And pajamas. Oh, my gosh. I need these pajamas, Doug. These would be like a uniform. Work clothes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do we get reimbursed?
We get reimbursed. CafePress.com/good day goodies. Goodies in the news department today. The Senate is preparing to unveil a probe into the CIA. Looking at the headlines today, it's pretty interesting and it's pretty telling, actually, when you see stories about nobody likes the CIA. Basically, the government, even our own government, says that we don't like the CIA. So if we don't like the CIA, why do we have the CIA, or why are they running the way they are? There's a big story today, actually, the front page of the L.A. Times, which focuses on all of this. And I find it very interesting. Again, the criticism that comes as a result of people, you know, just sort of taking apart the things that we all know are wrong. But yet nobody ever does anything about them. Is it because people in the government are actually afraid? You think that that's the case? Why?
I think it's because people in the government don't do anything.
Yeah.
They want to point out what's wrong and they want to assign blame, but they
there's
don't want to
job security.
Or do anything.
Yes. There's job security if they can point out things that are wrong.
Yeah. Well, here's a mother suing the Border Patrol. This is a Mexican mother suing the Border Patrol because of her teenage son being killed by the Border Patrol. The agent opened fire, and he was in America, but she's suing us. And she's being represented by I shouldn't laugh, I'm not laughing about the death, but American Civil Liberties Union is representing her. How do you get away with that? How does that make any sense at all to anybody who's got any common sense? Kids trying to get into the country illegally, for whatever the reason, Border Patrol shoots him. That's probably, you know, maybe the Border Patrol guy overreacted. Not as somebody, he's trying to come here illegally.
Yeah.
And we're going to get sued?
It's like the person that gets in trouble for shooting an intruder in their own home.
Yeah. Right.
You know, now there's a rule. If you shoot someone that breaks into your house, you got to make sure that you're shooting him in the front, not in the back, because it's ridiculous.
Right. Check with Mr. Pistorius on that.
Yeah, such a sue-happy society.
Ugh. Mm-hmm. All right, so anyway, this CIA report doesn't draw the legal conclusion that the CIA's actions after September 11th constituted torture, but there has been much criticism. That's really what the focus. This got started because of all the talk about what was going on. I guess we saw a little of that in 24 this season, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen it in some other movies. I don't know. I didn't really know what it was until I saw the graphic pictures of people whose heads were covered with a towel and they're pouring water onto their face. So what happens? You can't breathe? Is that you can't move,
yeah,
you can't get away, you can't breathe?
With waterboard, yeah. It's amazing. I waterboarded myself the other night by accident.
You did? What's the matter with you?
No, I shouldn't laugh because it was very serious, a serious injury. But I have these big cups, and I always have water with me. I'm like a water fanatic.
Yeah.
And I thought that there was less water in the cup than there was, and so I went and threw it, like, you know, back pretty far to take a swig out of it, and this big wave of water flies out of my cup and onto my face. Now, that feeling of the water going into your eyes, your nose, your throat, it was awful, and it was only like a 10-second self-inflicted thing. And I was like, oh my gosh, now I get it. Because you can't breathe, you have water going into like all your orifices, and even a stream, just a trickle of water. If you watched one of our competitors, ManCow, actually got waterboarded, and it's just this trickle of water that was falling on his face, but the feeling of it makes you feel like you're totally submerged.
Oof.
It's not
unpleasant.
Good.
Mm-mm. All right, how many people watched Sharknado 2 last night?
I did not. I wanted to, but I did not. But
Americans, apparently, there is, if you look at Twitter anyway, Kenny, I'd be curious to see what some of our Twitter followers, Twitter @GoodDay have said about last night's Sharknado 2. And apparently it's not just a television show, but there are all kinds of people coming up with all kinds of crazy scenarios. Look at the social media. Like last summer, Sharknado churned up 5.3 million viewers and a lot of clever tweets. As a matter of fact, I saw one person write, "Enough tweets to choke a shark." All right?
Get it?
This was on the Sci-Fi Channel. Top trending hashtag on Twitter yesterday. There were 215,000 tweets on the website Topsy. I don't know what happens there, Kenny. What happens on Topsy?
I'm not familiar with that one.
No. All right. What do we have? And by the way, our poll today at DougStefan.com, did you watch Sharknado 2? A, yes, and it was great. B, yes, and it was stupid. C, not yet, but I'm going to. D, no, but I saw the first one. E, no, I have no interest at all. So what do we have for interest with our folks, Kenny?
Well, Scott says, if they set Sharknado 3 in Washington, D.C., I'm not sure any audience would root for any survivors.
I was waiting for that. And then there'd be Sharknado New Orleans because it's so easy to make, and Sharknado Detroit.
I can't believe they haven't done Sharknado D.C. and just done it about politicians being sucked into a tornado.
Yeah, you would think, right?
Hmm.
All right, what other comments you got, Kenny?
Malcolm says, I must have been desperate for entertainment. It was so repulsive and so foul.
Foul. Really?
That's chicken NATO, actually.
Turkey NATO. What else have you got? Excuse
Gary
me.
Says, I just watched the first one. Cannot imagine why someone would watch the second.
All I saw was a few pictures of it. It doesn't. That kind of stuff doesn't. First of all, I don't like scary stuff anyway. But this is almost like
this is not scary.
Campy.
This is,
it's silly.
Yeah, it's campy and so out there. It's funny.
Yeah, Michael, did you watch it? This is the arbiter.
No,
you didn't watch it. Did you watch the first one? Did you watch the first one?
No.
You know how the first one ended, right?
No.
Ian Ziering actually chainsawed his way out of a shark's stomach.
Oh, I did see that.
That's how it ended. That's how he survived.
So was I like the last shark to kill?
Yeah. That's a big one.
Last time, but now they're back.
How big were the...
Chuck Curry posted on Facebook, Sharknado 2 opening scene was awesome. See what you can do when you increase the budget by a couple $100.
Chuck is our movie guy, for those of you who may not know. He's appearing every day at Entertainment Today and VR. It's a blog that he writes, and he's extraordinary when it comes to movies and DVDs, videos, that kind of thing. Speaking of something else that is in no small way anything other than outstanding, those of you who are watching your body and your hair change, if you have lost your hair permanently, I would like to... There's no such thing, actually, permanent. What does it mean? You're only dead permanently, and you're not even dead if you believe in the spiritual reincarnation. So if you don't want your body to look dead, especially your hairline, my suggestion is you call 800-525-8319 and order Provia. Provia works for both men and women, safe for colored hair, safe for treated hair. What it does is cleanse your pores in your scalp or on your scalp, and therefore allowing, once the pores are open again, the hair that's under, the follicles under your scalp, start growing back again. It's that simple, that easy, that cool, and it really works. 800-525-8319. It makes nothing but sense. You've used cheap shampoos. They've plugged your pores. Now what you have to do is unplug them so the hair comes back again. You'll feel a fuzz pretty quickly. Hair starts growing out. In a few months, you'll have a much fuller head of hair. And it's all thanks to Provia. Thanks to your paying attention to what I'm saying here. Dial 800-525-8319 and get your hair back again. Mention Doug Stefan, you'll get the new Super Concentrator Provia. That's even better than the regular Provia. Works faster, cleanses those pores, and gets your hair to grow. It's stimulation for your hair. That's what it is. Call right now, 800-525-8319 for Provia, which will help you get your hair back. 800-525-8319.
This weekend at Guitar Center, to celebrate our 50th anniversary, we're offering incredible savings in every department. Like a Squier Stratocaster for just $99. Ernie Ball electric guitar strings, 3 sets for $10. 2 Cymbal boom stands for $40. Or a pair of Elisa studio monitors for just $49. Plus, enter for your chance to win a VIP trip for two to see Slash, featuring Miles Kennedy and the Conspirators, live on the Sunset Strip in Hollywood. It's Guitar Center's 50th anniversary, in store and at GuitarCenter.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Captain Obvious.
If a hotel doesn't charge you for something, then it's free. Either that, or you stole something and got away with it. Say free backwards, and you get yerf. When you earn a free night with the Hotels.com Rewards Program, you don't just earn a night, you earn a free night.
Earn one free night for every 10 you collect with Welcome Rewards from Hotels.com. The obvious choice. Free night does not include taxes and fees. See site for details.
Domestic violence takes its toll on victims physically and mentally, but the financial side is often overlooked. A common tactic used by abusers involves controlling access to money, destroying their credit rating, and interfering with their employment. The Allstate Foundation and the National Network to End Domestic Violence conducted a study with Rutgers University on how financial education helps survivors recover. 457 survivors participated in the study, which involved a curriculum created to increase survivors' financial aptitude. Vicki Dinges, Senior VP of Corporate Responsibility at Allstate, explains.
The Moving Ahead Through Financial Management curriculum is a comprehensive package of financial tools and information designed to empower victims to be self-sufficient with their finances. This research validates what we've heard from social service providers for years, that financial empowerment works and is one of the most important ways we can help survivors obtain long-term security and safety.
For more information about the Allstate Foundation's research and their financial empowerment program, visit clicktoempower.org.
Attention homeowners, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I have some important information for you regarding the U.S. government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. We've told you about HARP in the past, and more than 3 million homeowners have already taken advantage of this money-saving program, but there are so many more of you who could be saving hundreds of dollars every month on your mortgage, and Quicken Loans is here to help you save your money. The home loan experts at Quicken Loans fully understand the HARP guidelines. If you weren't HARP eligible in the past, new guidelines could mean that now you are. Give us a call and we'll give you a Quicken Loans mortgage review. It's simple and easy. And for 4 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com for a mortgage experience that's engineered to amaze.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance costs. For cost information, equal housing lender license in all 50 states, NMLS number 3330.
This weekend at Guitar Center, to celebrate our 50th anniversary, we're offering incredible savings in every department. Like a Squier Stratocaster for just $99. Ernie Ball electric guitar strings, 3 sets for $10. 2 Cymbal boom stands for $40. Or a pair of Elisa studio monitors for just $49. Plus, enter for your chance to win a VIP trip for two to see Slash, featuring Miles Kennedy and the Conspirators, live on the Sunset Strip in Hollywood. It's Guitar Center's 50th anniversary, in store and at GuitarCenter.com.
That's you, Dougie. Back.
What?
We're on.
Oh, yeah,
we're on.
Hi.
Okay, sweet. All right. So there have been in the last 2 or 3 weeks a couple more incidents of these moronic parents who leave their children in their car. Wasn't it, 3 weeks ago, some guy was accused, or a month ago, of deliberately doing, he looked on the internet to find out ways to fry his kid in the car? Wasn't that about a month ago?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so here's a foster mother who got bonded out of jail after she left her 15-month-old son in her Jeep. It was turned off, the windows were closed, she went grocery shopping. Ugh. Monique Williams, 53, arrested after a passerby noticed the child in the car, and he dialed 911. She was charged with cruelty toward a child, is scheduled to appear in court today.
How does this continue to happen?
She left the boy in the car because he had pink eye.
Oh, okay.
So she wanted
out of him.
I don't know.
I mean, what are they thinking? How does this continue to happen? I mean, how many warnings? Why do people even need to give you a warning?
Dogs, children,
lock your kids in a
older people get left in cars. You see these stories all the time. The child was removed through an unlocked door, examined by paramedics, and apparently Okay, but oh, the hair is all sweaty, you know, that kind of what you would expect. Looking at a picture of this woman, she shouldn't be 100 feet close to any child. 51 after.
I didn't believe it.
Neither did I.
No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and No-No.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now, Doug Steffen's Good Day program, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, and I have the pleasure of introducing and listening to, with you, Shelley Palmer every day at this time, and then some other Tech Talk items of interest as we have time. Shelley today is going to talk with you about a new way to search for websites. Wait a minute. Isn't this what we did yesterday? When you used Google Chrome? That was yesterday. Right?
Yeah.
That was yesterday.
Aw.
All right. Nice job,
Shelley's
Michael.
Shelley's giving us a replay.
Well, I don't know about that, but we're going to find, I don't know, we'll probably find out together what excitement.
Shelley talks about a new 3D printer and where you can find it.
Ah, a very nice job.
Well, that sounds like a good one.
That sounds better.
I'm going to go with Michael's.
Me too, a 3D printer. I got to get a new printer here. I'm not sure I want a 3D one. A color one would be nice. All right, so stand by for that info here on Good Day.
Really? No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, that was good. Yes. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
This weekend at Guitar Center, to celebrate our 50th anniversary, we're offering incredible savings in every department. Like a Squire Stratocaster for just $99. Ernie Ball electric guitar strings, 3 sets for $10. 2 Symbol boom stands for $40. Or a pair of Elisa studio monitors for just $49. Plus, enter for your chance to win a VIP trip for two to see Slash, featuring Miles Kennedy and the Conspirators. Live on the Sunset Strip in Hollywood, it's Guitar Center's 50th anniversary. In store and at GuitarCenter.com.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, MakerBot's Replicator Mini, the company's entry-level 3D printer, has made its way into Home Depot stores. Calling the Mini an entry-level 3D printer really isn't a good idea because it's spectacularly interesting. 3D printing, or additive manufacturing, lets you create almost anything you can imagine one layer at a time. Sure, you can print combs and replacement parts, but you can also create things that no one has ever imagined, like new action figures or home crafts and jewelry. You can take files that already exist and 3D print them, or you can create brand new files using 3D software. You can 3D print just about any material, including wood, metal, and even food. The Replicator Mini, which now costs $1,375 and is now available at a dozen Home Depot stores and on the company's website, is a key to unlocking your imagination. So go get one, connect it to your computer, and change the future of creativity. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
Ladies and gentlemen, Captain Obvious.
Hotel doors are for privacy. They're also the best way to get inside your room. The twin beds in hotels aren't special made beds for twins. When you spend less on a hotel room, you still get to use the entire hotel room.
Get up to 40% off hotels during the summer sale. Hurry and book by August 4th for travel by August 18th. Hotels.com, the obvious choice.
Disruptive may be just another overused buzzword, but disruptions in business like network downtime, data loss, social media abuse, and limited bandwidth are downright disruptive. For businesses large or small, Barracuda Networks offers powerful, affordable, yet easy-to-implement content security, application delivery, and data protection solutions, all designed to prevent disruptions and simplify IT. For an online demo or to try any of our security or storage solutions risk-free for 30 days, visit barracuda.com/disruptive.
All right, so here's something that will be of interest and importance to you. I hope it will be anyway. An excerpt from a conversation on the daytime TV show The View, where the ladies talked about a study that seems to confirm a theory about how updates affect Apple phones. Listen to this.
There's been a long-standing conspiracy theory among Apple users that products like Apple suddenly stops. You know, market, they start to slow down right before Apple is about to introduce a new version of the iPhone. And a recent study seems to be backing up the conspiracy theory.
What they're saying, too, allegedly, is that if you update your phone, they're doing it through updates. If you update your phone 6 months before a new phone comes out, that update goes in there and then slows down your phone.
There's some kind of Kool-Aid in that daggone update. And you know what else they do? Jenny, with that update, because now the updates are starting to come fast and furious. And then what makes me so mad is a new iPhone comes out, but you can't, I got so many daggone cords from the other iPhones.
And then you know what else
they do with the iPhones? And remember, you used to be able to drop your iPhone, nothing happened to it. Now you hold it too close to your cheek and the glass cracks.
Which cheek is she talking about?
I don't know. Sometimes I'm sat on it at first.
Exactly. That cheek, man, there's danger there. And then some. Okay, so I think we've taken care of technology and then some. Speaking of then some. That's an interesting phrase and expression. And then some. Doug said.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.